Galatians, chapter 6. Brothers, even if a man is overtaken in any trespass, you who are spiritual, restore such a one in a spirit of gentleness, looking to yourself, lest you also be tempted. Bear one another's burdens, and so you will fulfill the law of Christ. For if a man thinks himself to be something when he is nothing, he deceives himself. But let each prove his own work, and then he will have his glorying in regard of himself alone, and not in another. For each will bear his own load. But let him who is taught the word share with him who teaches in all good things. Don't be deceived, God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, that he will also reap. For he who sows to his own flesh will of the flesh reap corruption, but he who sows to the Spirit will of the Spirit reap eternal life. And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we will reap, if we do not faint. So then, as we have opportunity, let us work that which is good toward all men, and especially toward those who are of the household of the faith. See with how large letters I write to you with my own hand. As many as desire to make a fair show in the flesh, they compel you to be circumcised, only that they may not be persecuted for the cross of Christ. For not even they who receive circumcision do themselves keep the law, but they desire to have you circumcised, that they may glory in your flesh. But far be it from me to glory, except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, through which the world has been crucified to me, and I to the world. For neither is circumcision anything, nor uncircumcision, but a new creation. And as many as will walk by this rule, peace be on them, and mercy, and on the Israel of God, from now on let no man trouble me, for I bear branded on my body the marks of Jesus. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit, brothers. Amen.